Here you see four amphorae, the distinctive shipping and storage container of the classical world. Historian Christopher Grocock.
This is an extremely practical way of transporting fluids of various kinds, as well as dried fruit and items packed in honey or salted fish. You can imagine two people manhandling a very large amphora full of liquid, and it would be extremely heavy. So it's going to land on the floor with a bit of a clump. The spike at the bottom is almost certainly there to prevent the vessel from breaking when it's being carried about. It acts almost like a shock absorber.
When they were loaded on ships, the amphorae would have been tied together with ropes through their handles. All the amphorae in this case were made from the distinctive red clay of Pompeii. The color comes from the volcanic residue in the region's soil. The tall amphora on the left was made for transporting the local wine, which was famous across the Roman world.
From Pompeii, wine was sent south into Italy, north into the area around Marseille, and even right round into the English Channel and across to Britain.
We know this because of the characteristic color of Pompeian amphorae. They've found them in many archaeological excavations. And because the wine merchants like to publicize their wares by marking amphorae with the vineyard of origin and type of wine. This wine amphora is unmarked, but the amphora next to it was inscribed with letters that tell us that it held dried fruits and gives the weight and other shipping details.